This is Chaitanya Charitamrita, October 27th. We're continuing this story. Mahaprabhu preaches the Bhagavad Tattva. This is Madhyalila chapter 9, verse 132. We heard yesterday Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing Bhagavad Tattva to Venkata Bhatta. And he was explaining, actually, he was giving a summary of the practice of Raghunuga Sadhana to Venkata Bhatta. And Gopal Bhatta was sitting there in that room, and he was benefiting so much as a young child, hearing that if you want to attain the gopis, you can't do it by yama, niyama, and heavy tapasya like Mother Lakshmi Devi and Balvan, who was the worshipful Ishtadeva, the Sri Vaishnavas, and especially Venkata Bhatta, one has to follow in the footsteps of the gopis. And that's what they think of Krishna just as their son. They don't know that he's Aishwarya Bhagavan or Purnatam Bhagavan. They don't know all of that. They just know that he's Nandanandan. He's our friend. He's our son. And he cites a verse from 10th canto, chapter 9, 21. Nayam sukapu Bhagavan dehinam gopikasuta ganinam chatma bhutanam yata bhakti matamiha. This is verse 132 of Madhyalila chapter 9. Mahaprabhu quotes the Bhagavatam. This is Damodar Lila, chapter 9 of the 10th canto. Krishna, the son of Yashoda, is accessible to those devotees engaged in spontaneous devotional service. But he is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body the same as the self. So basically, it's Bhakti Mam of Janati. In Gita, Krishna says, I'm only understood by devotion, Bhakti Mam of Janati, Yavan Chastasmi Tattvataha. One can understand Krishna in truth, tattvata. And truth means Rasaraj Sri Krishna. That's the highest truthful understanding of the absolute truth. He's the abode and emporium of all rasas. Madhura ras, Vatsalya ras, Sakhi ras. Mahaprabhu is citing this verse to convince or to show Bhattaji, Venkata Bhatta, that Lakshmi is playing it the wrong way. She's trying to attain Krishna Vrindavan by austerity. And this verse is being spoken from the Bhagavatam. So Vyasadeva, Shukadeva is speaking, and they're saying that the gyanis, the yogis, they do severe austerities and penances, but he's not accessible. Yashodanandan, that Krishna Vrindavan, whom Lakshmi Devi wants to achieve, he can only be achieved by spontaneous devotional service, by bhakti. Yata bhakti matamiha. By persons engaged in spontaneous devotional service. Shrutigana gopiganer anogatahan brajeshvi suta bhaje gopi bhavalan. Again, he's repeating his very profound teachings of Mahaprabhu and Raghunuga Bhakti right here, which are given 500 years ago and again repeated or reiterated by Rupa Goswami. So this is the path. We don't see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioning anything here or in other discussions where he mentions about Raghunuga Bhakti, about Siddha Pranali Diksha, and other things that go on nowadays. It says, Shruti Gana Gopi Ganera Anukatahan Prajeshri Sutta Bhaje Gopi Bhavalan. He says that the authorities in the Vedic literature, Shrutigan, who are known as worship Krishna in the ecstasy of the gopis, Shrutigan Gopi Gan Anukatahan Prajeshri Sutta Bhaje Gopi Bhavalan. And they follow in their footsteps. Prajeshri Sutta, that means his son of the queen of Braj. That means Yashoda, Nandan. So they followed in the Gopi, they had Gopi Bhav. Gopi Bhava Lana. Means that the Shrutis, they accepted Gopi Bhav. Lakshmi didn't accept Gopi Bhav. Lakshmi lives in Vrindavan. So she's following one of the limbs of Raghunuga Sadhana. Sada Braje Tishtan. To always live in Braj. She's living in Braj. Since millions of years. How many years have you lived in Braj? 9 years, 10 years, 20, whatever. She's living millions of years in Braj, kalpa after kalpa, in Balvan, in one of the Dwadasavan. There's 12 vans, major mukhya vans. Dwadasavan. Balvan, Bilvavan is one of them. And she's living there. And she's just sitting around and running on a treadmill to slim her waist down. Is she doing like that? And going to Panchakarma treatments to look beautiful? No. She's sitting in Padmasana, Kamala, Kamalasundari Lakshmi Devi. She's sitting there in Padmasana under the bale tree, eating some bale leaves, doing pranayama, yama niyama of yoga, sadhana, meditating on Krishna and praying for the mercy. Not getting it. And her bhava is wrong. You can say, she already has a gopi deha. She already has siddhadeha. Just see, interesting point. She has a female form. Is it spiritual? Yes. It's very spiritual. It's Sarup Shakti. So Lakshmi Devi has siddhadeha. She has ekadash bhava. She has a complexion. She has a dress. She has a bani, and she has all so many things like ekadash bhava, siddhadeha. But she doesn't have bhava. She doesn't have siddha bhava. She doesn't have gopi bhava. Interesting point. So they say, first you get this siddhadeya, and then you're in perfection. Well, she has a swarup shakti. What about, we're only tatastha shakti, and we become nitya mukta. We become liberated, then we become nitya mukta. It's called swarup siddhi, or siddhadeya, but without siddha bhav, no success. Even Lakshmi without siddha bhav, she doesn't have gopi bhav. So the body is useless without the bhav. Even if you have a body made of Sarup Shakti, Narayan's personal, she's Ladini Shakti, Ananda Shakti of Narayan. Who is the source or origin of Lakshmi Devi? Radharani. Radharani's expansion, Sarup Shakti, Ladini Shakti. And she doesn't have Gopi Bhav. She has the body, looks like the body of a female body of a Gopi. Everything. She has complexion, dress, everything. But no Bhav. So what's more important, the body or the Bhav? This whole discussion is the bhav. So many austerities, living in Braj, so many mantras, so many yogas, this, that. And already she has the bhav. She already has the siddhadeya. She got siddhadeya, siddhadiksha, or siddhadeya pranali, where to go. But the shutis, the shutigan, they had male bodies. Personified Vedas, the shutigan. But they followed the gopis' bhav. They didn't say they have siddhadeya. There's no description anywhere in Gopaltapani Upanishad or anywhere in Upanishads they had siddhadeya. They were just following the, developing the bhav and meditating and praying. And then they were given. And they entered the Boma Vrindavan Leela. Boma Vrindavan. Then they were given a siddhadeya. Everything already. They had the bhav. The bhav is what makes the thing work. They understood the feelings. That's what's important. Understand the sentiments and the feelings and the moods and which way it's flowing. And then you say, do this service. Well, then you'll do the service with the right bhav and understanding of the flow and movements of the lila according to the bhav. The authorities in Vedic literature are known as the Shrutiganas. They worship Krishna in the ecstasy of the gopis and follow in their footsteps. The authorities in the Vedic literature, who are known as Shrutigans, desire to enter Krishna's rasa dance. Therefore, they began to worship the Lord in the ecstasy of the gopis, gopi bhavalana. At the beginning, they were unsuccessful. When they could not enter the dance simply by thinking of Krishna in the ecstasy of the gopis, they actually accepted bodies of those in the gopis. They even took birth in Brajabhumi just like the gopis. Consequently, became engrossed in the ecstasy of the gopis' love. So first they had bhav, then they got the deha, then they got further training in that bhav so they could go up to Snehamant Pranaya, and then they, which means engrossed in the ecstasy of the gopis' love. This is the gradation of prema, which is only experienced in the siddhadeya or vastu sarup siddhi perfect deha bhava Vrindavan. And this way they were allowed to enter the rasa dance of the Lord. Bhayantari gopi deha braje jabe poila se dehi Krishna sange rasa krida kaila. The personified authorities in the Vedic hymns acquired bodies like those of the gopis and took birth in Brajabhumi. In those bodies, they were allowed to enter the Lord's rasa lila. So first, in verse 133, it says, gopi bhava lana. First they got gopi bhava. And then it says, then they got gopi deha. Then they got Krishna sangha, rasa krita kaila. So first the bhava, then the deha. That's a Shrutigana's example. They heard about the gopis, shravana dasha. They became attracted. They became attached, they started to follow their bhavas and hear more about their pastimes, and became very eager and anxious to serve like them and have those bhavas. Then eventually they gave up their bodies, and then in this world they had attained prema by that cultivation, that gopi bhava pujana or worship of the gopis bhava. Then they took birth from the wombs of gopis in Boma Vrindavan, where Krishna is having his Prakat Leela, manifest pastimes. Then they got Gopi Deha. Then they got association with the Nitya Parishas, like Lalita Vishaka, and they elevated, they enriched their Gopi Bhav and enriched their Prem to the higher states of Sneha, Man, and Pranaya, so they could understand Purvarag and Man and Prem Vaichitya, with all the nuances and different aspects of Bhav and Prem. And then Dehe Krishna Sange Rasa Krita Kailu. They attained Krishna's association in the Rasa dance, which was their sankalpa from the beginning. They wanted to have, they were sambhogichatmika. Sambhogichatmika, kama rupa, rupa nuka bhakti. The Shrutiganas are examples of those who wanted to enjoy or offer their bodies, spiritual bodies, for the conjugal pleasure of Krishna in the Rasa dance. It's called, it's two types of Kamanuga Bhakti, Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti, Tat Bhavichatmika, and then Sambhogichatmika. So the mantris and gopis there, they want the Bhav, and only the Bhav. And they nourish that Bhav and serve that Bhav in the Leelas. That's the mantris. That they Bhavicha. They don't want Sambhog. They don't want to directly enjoy with Krishna or offer their bodies directly for Krishna's conjugal pleasure. They say, let the gopis do that, let Radharani, let Mayuteshri do that. I will assist her and serve her and support her and be a maidservant of that. And I'll relish that bhav and I'll nourish that bhav and serve that bhav. There's two types. Kamanuga, Raganuga, Sadhana Bhakti. Tat bhavichatmika. Ichatmika, my atmika, my mind, body, soul, everything about me, I desire to have that feeling, that mood, that bhav. That particular one. 135, chapter 9. Gopa jati Krishna gopi, priyasi tanhar, devi va anyastri Krishna, na kare angikar. Krishna belongs to the coward community. This is Mahaprabhu's teaching and speaking this all to Venkata Bhatta. Krishna's gopa jati, gojati means family, group. Jati gosai, he's born, he's a gopa. And the gopis are the dearmost lovers. Gopi, preyasi, tanhar. The preyasi. They're the dearmost. The preyasis. Deviva anyastri, Krishna, na karyangikar. All of the wives of the demigods and the heavenly planets, the devis, are the most opulent within the material world. Neither they nor any other women in the material universe can attain the association of Krishna. They cannot angikara. Na kare angikara. Krishna na kare angikara. They cannot attain the association. They cannot accept. They cannot get the acceptance. They cannot get accepted by Krishna. They can put in their petition, the Swarga Devis, or other beautiful women in the material universe, but Krishna says, I don't accept you. I'm with the gopis. Heart and soul with the gopis. I have no interest. No thanks. Lakshmi chahi sehi dehi Krishnara sangam gopika anuga hana nakaila bhajan. Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, she wanted to enjoy Krishna. Dehi Krishna sangama. She wanted the body, Krishna sangam. She wanted to associate with Krishna's body like the gopis in sambhogichatmika, kamarupa bhakti. So she wanted to enjoy Krishna and Vrindavan, but at the same time, she wanted to keep her spiritual body in the form of Lakshmi. However, she did not agree to follow in the footsteps of the gopis in her worship of Krishna. Gopika anuga na kaila bhajan. She did yogi bhajan, yama, niyama, tapa. She didn't do gopi bhajan. Gopi bhajan is shravanam kirtan, gopi geet, brahma geet. She didn't do this Shravanam Kirtan of Krishna's Namrup Gun Leela. This is Gopika Bhajan. Gopi Bhajan. Gopika Bhajan is Gopi Geet. Gopi Sangeet. Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam. She didn't want to sing like a gopi. She didn't want to feel like a gopi. She didn't want to act like a gopi. She's, I'm Lakshmi, aham Lakshmi. So Lord Chaitanya is pointing out the problem of your ishta there, my dear Bhattaji. You say Krishna and Narayan, they're one in tattva, but she never attained this Narayan, this Krishna form of so-called Narayan. Anya dehi na paye, rasa vilas hati vinayam shloka kahi vedavyas. Vedavyasadev, the supreme authority on Vedic literature, composed the verse beginning Nayam Sukapo Bhagavan, because no one but no one can enter the rasa dance in any body other than the body of a gopi. Haribo Anya Dehi Napaye Rasavilas. Any Anya Deha, any other body, even if you're a Lakshmi, all the way up to the, what is it, Swarga Devi, or some Bhu Devi, some Devi of this planet Earth, Bhu Devi, or some Swarga Devi, some Devi or goddess whose body smells like beautiful lotus flowers. Their bodies are naturally emit a beautiful, natural, sweet and attractive fragrance of lotuses and the heavenly planets. Natural. Our bodies emit some salty, putrid, stinky smell. But they emit such a beautiful, like flowers. Their bodies smell like flowers. That's a fact. The material bodies of the Swargadevis. But these Swargadevis, even up to the extent of Lakshmi, no way, no entrance. No submission, no permission. No permission, no admission. No submission to the gopis, then no permission. No permission to the gopis and Vrindadevi and Yogamaya, no admission to the rasa dance. So Mahaprabhu is telling us this. Now, it's not only me telling this, Vedavyas. Atevas Nayam Shloka. He's saying, I quoted this verse already from 9th chapter of 10th canto, 21 verse. I already quoted this verse. Nayam Sukapo Bhagavan Dehinam Gopi Gopika Asuta Gyaninam Chatna Bhutanam Yata Bhakti Matam Miha. Austerities, penances, no way you can attain Yashodanandan. Only by Gopi Bhav. You cannot enter the Rasa Leela in any body, any type of body other than that of a gopi. Rasa Vilas. So we'll continue with this tomorrow. Hearing about the Lord will continue to illuminate the heart of the Sri Vaishnava Venkatabhata about the Mahaprabhu's illumination on Bhagavat Tatva. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.